Hi, it's Ethan, and in today's episode, we are gonna talk about an aswang. And this particular aswang is known in Tagalog folklore and is often described as an old or elderly looking man. They are called the tigabulak. Now, unlike the well-known aswangs that fly or have a fondness for fetuses, this particular aswang has a different motive. The tigabulak would often entice children with candy and other delicacies. So imagine a child encountering an old man who offers them candy. They take it and they eat it. Then the old man goes on to say that he has more of it as long as the child follows him. The child, ever so innocent, followed him. And once the tigabulak successfully lures the child into the wood, a tigabulak will incapacitate the child and places them in a sack, which he then transports to his home in the woods. In the tigabulak's home, the child is then killed. I don't know if they eat parts of the child though, but the tigabulak takes the victim's blood and sells it in the market alongside parts of the child's flesh, which is ideal for dinuguan, which is a local dish of pork and blood. So, be careful with the meats that you buy from the market, because you might just be buying the flesh of the tigabulak's victim. And that's it for today's Tuesday Creature. I hope you enjoyed listening and learned something new. If you want to listen to more lengthy episodes about Philippine creatures, please go listen to Tabi Tabi Podcast on Spotify, Anchor FM, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Support the podcast by becoming the latest patron member or donate via GCash. Info will be on the description box. Thanks again for listening. This has been Ethan. Until next Tuesday. Bye!